Kaiser Prater here on Sports Radio The Ticket with Kurt Apsey, Boise State's athletic director, joins us Thursdays at 5 as we ask the AD. If you miss it, you can always grab the podcast on the KTIK app or KTIK.com. Kurt, I wrote a blog about basketball at Taco Bell Arena and reconfiguration for fans, and was surprised to see that when the pavilion was conceived in the late 70s, I think they put in 12,500 seats for a darn good reason. There was no Idaho Center and whatever else you could say that you could put something in. And I found that there was only 15% approximately bigger basketball arenas in Division I and 84% of the arenas smaller. And I don't know how many have been built recently. Mm-hmm. But I started wondering, could you make a better gross by having fewer seats with better amenities, like a lot of football schools are doing, pros are doing? That trend is growing. I don't know what the economics are here or the engineering.
Yeah. Well, I look at when someone asks me, you know, how many seats should you have? My answer is you should have as many seats as you can sell.
Okay.
Because regardless of how big it is, if it's half full all the time,
mm-hmm.
you know, either your product isn't good enough and people aren't buying the tickets, or maybe your tickets are a little too expensive, or whatever the case might be. So, you know, I guess Taco Bell Arena might be a little different. Now, I'm assuming when you throw that stat out, are you talking about arenas on campuses?
There were all of them.
It might or might not
be. There were
be.
Some okay. off-campus
yeah,
ones.
Okay.
But
so, you know, a school like Gonzaga or Duke are right around 8,000 or 9,000, I think. And, you know, who knows what they charge, you know, for those basketball tickets. But we have to take two things into consideration, though. It's not just about our athletic events that we have in there. Obviously, that place hosts a lot of other things, concerts, and wasn't last night or a couple days ago, Journey was
yes.
in there or something. I heard that. I should have gone to that. Darn it. Did you go?
No, that's a karaoke huh? concert, according to John Patrick. I won't get involved. These two guys have
JP.
Their own.
I know it's not Steve Perry
right.
anymore, but what the heck, man? I mean, that's got to be a favorite from the past,
no,
doesn't it?
No, don't get him started. Please, JP, just stay out of it.
Yeah. But I think your question is, am I comfortable with how many seats we have in there, or should I, you know, should it be less?
Yeah,
should
would you
it be
like
more?
To see it reconfigured with more amenities?
You know,
would you make more
I wouldn't
money
mind
that
looking
way?
At the options. I mean, I really wouldn't. You know, we've considered suites. It's kind of difficult to put it above the lower level there just because of how it hangs over and how it backs up into the concession areas. And, you know, I will say this about Taco Bell Arena. For it being 36 years old or whatever it is, it's really in great shape. I mean,
totally
they do a good job of keeping that. I think it's steep enough to where you get, you know, when you get 7,000, 8,000, 9,000 in there, you really feel like it's loud and the fans are close to you, and it's a great home atmosphere. We're going to do some things over the next couple years from an ADA standpoint. So there'll be some changes in there where we're going to have to probably remove a few seats for sightline issues and all those kinds of things. But, so it'll probably be a little less than 12,300 than it is right now. I think our availability for seating for the basketball tournament's around 11,500 maybe or something like that. And then, you know, the media and the corporate sponsors and all that take up. Dusty probably touched on that last week. I mean, they take up so many of those seats in the middle, which makes us kind of move our season ticket holders around and that kind of thing. But, everyone really looks forward to the tournament. But in terms of changing the configuration, I mean, I'd love to talk about that. I just want to make sure it's a great place and it meets all the needs of the campus. And it's not just about athletics. So, you know, we've got to be cognizant of what they're looking to do, from events outside of what we do. So.
Yeah. And how many of them need 12,000 seats, which
yeah.
is a different issue. But that relationship between the Taco Bell Arena and the athletic department is, I think, confused by some as where there's not much confusion on Albertson Stadium.
Right.
Right. Don't you own and operate that? And,
we do.
And you guys
yeah.
basically.
Well, everything
run
on
it,
campus is owned by the campus. But in terms of who operates it and who controls who goes in there, we kind of have the football stadium and then Taco Bell Arena. We pay a rent to use the facility. We pay for people to clean it. We pay for people to, you know, provide usher services during the games, ticket takers and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, that's a cost to us. And when an investment is made in that place, like the video board and the ribbon boards and all that kind of stuff, we're definitely a big part of that, especially when it has something to do with our games.
Is there anything you have to do to get ready for next year's NCAA tournament, or has all that checklist been taken care of?
That checklist has been taken care of. In fact, we had a couple of our ops staff people down in Salt Lake last week. Was it last week? Yeah, last week was the first round, right? Okay, man, time's blown by. But anyways, we had a couple down there just watching, meeting with people. You know, it's been a while since we've hosted it here, but we've got three or four people on our staff that have been at those basketball tournaments, and you know, we'll be ready to go, and it's going to be terrific. I think the arena is ready for an event like that. It is interesting. You know, I think 3, 4, 5 years ago, the NC2A wanted to maybe start out in some bigger places in those first and second rounds, and you guys probably noticed it, but I just noticed a lot of empty seats.
Absolutely.
And I think they made a smart move by going back to, you know, something that's 12,000 seats rather than something that's 18,000 seats, at least in the first and second rounds. And, you know, we'll be sold out, and it'll be terrific next March.
If you did do any configuration, isn't there a magic number that you don't want to go below, or you could lose the opportunity to host the NCAAs?
I think you have to be careful about that. If we were to say, hey, we're going to go from, you know, 12-3 to 8, you know, I don't know what the number is. I just throw that out there. But I doubt we would have an opportunity to get the tournament in the future if we went down that low. But I think now that the NC2A overall is looking, you know, they want these places to be sold out. So there's probably this magic number, Jeff, somewhere in between there where, you know, we certainly wouldn't make any big changes without checking on that. And then we'd also have to do a real in-depth study of, you know, can we still get the kind of shows in that arena that we want to get that, you know, the state and the city of Boise have been able to enjoy up to this point.
Well, is there operational revenue that would provide a capital budget on an annual basis over a period of time to do some remodeling mm-hmm. of itself?
Well, I think you can,
that has nothing to do with athletics and fundraising.
But, you know, we would be involved in that. There could be, some additional charges on a ticket for everything that's in there. We already have a facility fee on our tickets that helps us maintain the facility.
Oh.
It's not a lot, but
sure.
we
but
chip in. So when you buy a basketball ticket, we make a contribution back to the arena that they either put in a fund or they repair a scoreboard or they fix the floor or, you know, all the kinds of things that, and that's pretty typical on most campuses. So, there's a lot of ways to do it. Maybe there's some sponsorship opportunities. Concert tickets certainly can be taxed. There's some fundraising going on. So it'd be a joint effort, and it'd have to be something that we both think is good for the building and good for the campus. And we haven't gotten real in-depth into making big changes like that, but I'd be certainly willing to. And I just want it to be a great place, regardless of how many seats it is. And if you can get all the things that you still love and decrease the seating a little bit, you know, maybe that's something we look at.
Or maybe, as you mentioned to us, that you could start at what you're doing at the ground and the floor level.
Right.
That isn't so structurally enhanced or challenged.
Well, if you don't have to remove seats or walls or, you know, columns or roof structure, you know, we can configure the bottom floor, you know, a lot of different ways. In fact, we added those corner blue seats 3 or 4 years ago, and people really like those seats. They're right on the corner, but they're on the floor, and you know, that added, I don't know, 500-600 seats to the bottom level there. And, you know, they filled up and we've sold those as season tickets. So, yeah, the bottom floor is a lot easier to make changes than it is up in the permanent seat that's already there.
NCAA tickets, I believe you're in your second phase of selling these tickets, but you're still selling them to season ticket holders.
Correct, yeah.
How'd that first phase go? And ultimately, the fans want to know, at the end of April, when the private season ticket sales are done, will there be tickets left on sale for the general public?
We hope so. That's not a guarantee. That's why it's so important to be a season ticket holder for Boise State. And I know that later in the year, the NC2A does open up some seats for the public. So there's going to be some. I don't know the exact number. And I hope that we can do two things. I hope we can take care of the people that bought season tickets for us, and I hope that we can give some of the public an opportunity to come to the event. But it's going to be a while before we know that.